The Seattle rock band Pearl Jam has a new album called Versus, which is one of the year's biggest sellers. In fact, the week it was released, it sold more copies than all other entries in Billboard's top 10 combined. Once considered cult purveyors of grunge, the members of Pearl Jam are now mainstream pop stars. Rock critic Ken Tucker has a review.
They call it Versus, as in Pearl Jam versus the world. And despite the fact that this is only the band's second album, there's a pervasive world weariness here. It's not surprising that Pearl Jam is now a genre-crossing star act for millions of pop, punk, and metal fans. In lead singer Eddie Vedder, this band has a state-of-the-art version of the tortured adolescent, never quite sure what he's bellowing about, but always ready to crank up the volume of his unnameable agony. Listening to that dense caterwaul, it's a bit hard to believe that among the Seattle hardcore, Pearl Jam is considered something of a sellout, grungily commercial. This is what the rest of us call having some range. There's a lot of noise that's pointless on Versus, and its fashionable anti-rockstar sentiments are irritating. "I am lost, I am no guide," Vedder screams at one point. This sort of thing gets as tiresome as U2's Bono screaming that he is our guide. What's undeniable, however, is that Pearl Jam knows how to come up with compelling melodies. Even when Vedder lays on the irony with a trowel, as he does in this anti-gun song called Glorified G, he can't kill the quality of the music. There's a lot that's naive and insufferable about Pearl Jam. They act as if they're the first guys to discover corruption and frustration in the world. But then, the constant rediscovery of social ills by new generations is one thing that maintains rock and roll's hold as youth music. And those of us who've heard all that before can still admire the sound of Eddie Vedder's shredded, frayed, hopeless yet impassioned voice, trying sometimes not to fight the world, but to come to terms with it.
Ken Tucker writes about popular culture for Entertainment Weekly.